a mighty good man.
He's a mighty, mighty good man. What a mighty
man. Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
I was finding myself.
chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up. We'll be right back.
1057 CFW.
Weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW.
McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
And more all weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW. 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7.
CFW.
all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Yeah.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere with the free Civic Media app. Just search Civic Media, CIVIC, in the Google Play or App Store and keep the fun going.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a seven-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from two-for-one pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's Work Money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A recent Broadband Now report found that Wisconsin is one of the worst states in the country when it comes to broadband internet access. According to the findings, less than 80% of residents had access to broadband or high-speed internet, ranking the state 45th for access. State officials have been undertaking efforts to increase access, including hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for broadband infrastructure projects. Many of those projects are still in the construction phase, however, and may not be completed for a couple of years. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents about Medicare scammers during open enrollment season. The open enrollment period will run until December 7th, and during this time of year, scammers begin to target older residents who may not be as suspicious of the scam. DATCP officials say if you're not sure if a Medicare agent who has contacted you is legitimate, you should hang up and call Medicare yourself. Scams should be reported to the DATCP Consumer Protection Hotline. Three men involved in a bar brawl in Rice Lake in 2023 have been ordered to pay over $23,000 in restitution. According to court documents, two Rice Lake men and a Dallas man were involved in the altercation at Mr. Bob's Bar that left another man severely injured. The victim was found in the parking lot behind the bar by authorities, unable to move his left arm and bleeding from the face. He had allegedly told the three defendants to leave the bar because they were making people uncomfortable. All three were criminally charged. A group of Western Wisconsin residents have signed an online petition opposing a solar energy project in St. Croix County. XL Energy is still planning the 5,000-acre solar farm and has yet to submit its application to build it to the Wisconsin Public Services Commission. Residents opposing the project say they're concerned about the project's impact on farming and wildlife. XL Energy officials say construction on the solar farm would provide hundreds of jobs and aligns with their goal to provide 85% carbon-free energy by 2030. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a few flurries, otherwise clouds and 15 for the overnight low. Mostly sunny for Monday, highs near 27. Monday night, clouds and 14. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 27. Wednesday, chance of snow, temperatures falling throughout the day.
Right now, it's 15.
CFW.
Thank you. 80s, 90s, and more.
Just watch
105.7 CFW.
Every time I think of you, standing here, and you're miles away, and I'm wondering why you left. And there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight. I hear your name in certain circles, and it always makes me smile. I spend my time about you, and it's almost driving me wild. And there's a heart that's breaking down this long distance line tonight. Sending out.
Identify yourself.
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 1057 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.